Hello and welcome to the morning meeting. It is April 24th, Wednesday, 9 a.m. Maddie's here, I'm here, and the office is abuzz. What are they going to talk about today on the morning meeting? Building John Boy Media. I'm emptying my pockets to get more comfortable in the chair. Thank you very much for tuning in. We got a lot of questions from you guys on the YouTube comments from last week. We'll be answering those. We got some updates. We'll be talking about that. The whole thing's brought to you by Factor. That's something I say. And I'm going to drink some of my coffee during the course of this show. And I think that's everything. I think that's kind of it. I'm excited about the new Kings of Leon song. So that's something I can tell you. Mustang has really grown on me. They are Mustang, oh, kitty. That's how it goes.
Nice.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited to do our episode today. And I'm riding a high.
Because Reggie Bush got his Heisman back.
Hell yeah.
That's why?
I didn't even know he lost it. Just kidding. I did think I know that.
Yeah, they're giving it back.
No, I'm high because the Rangers are good. That's why.
Yeah, been good.
Texas Rangers.
You're just finding out they won the President's Cup.
There's a curse.
President's Trophy, President's Cup. Bandwagon Blue Shirts. Go check that out.
Yeah, JM Entertainment, Bandwagon Blue Shirts. Comes out approximately 87 minutes after every game. Rangers game.
So far, if they continue to go, how many episodes could this potentially be for Bandwagon Blue Shirts?
Well, it will be 16 episodes.
When they win the cup?
Yeah.
Probably like live from the parade as well.
Big sweep. Oh, definite.
So if you haven't tuned into the Bandwagon Blue Shirts yet, that's your loss. We did 6 episodes 2 years ago when the Rangers were in the playoffs. We're 2 episodes in now. A little bit of a warm-up for the podcast, too. Had to mute Joe's mic halfway through at the start of the show yesterday just for being not confident in the team, which is not something we do there. So,
yeah. Terrible. Bandwagon Blue Shirts, that wasn't a thing last year? You said 2 years ago.
No, we didn't do it last year because we didn't have faith in the team that they would advance in the playoffs. And they didn't. Yeesh. They didn't advance.
No, it's not worth it.
Like a good call. We know our stuff. We got a lot of faith this year.
All right. Let's jump into it.
Okay.
There was a board meeting yesterday afternoon. How did that go?
It was good. I actually thought we walked away saying that was a really good board meeting. It was more of a discussion of where the company's at, what are the big obstacles we're facing, and like the big decisions we have to consider. It was more bringing everyone into that discussion and being in the same conversation instead of fighting over potential solutions, which isn't like that happens a lot, but that you tend to can sometimes do that where everyone's offering solutions that are, you know, you don't know when that conversation is going to work, but it didn't really go that way, which I was excited about. It just more went to like, hey, we're all on the same page. These are kind of the obstacles we're facing. And the decisions we're currently like being stuck in. Ultimately board is like trust company to do what they think is best. And then we look for guidance here and there. So it was good. I mean, some of the obstacles we're facing right now is just growing in the creator model and the multiple creator model versus kind of like hero content, which is what the warehouse is, or like big events, like even like James gaming tournaments or more hero content where like it picks up every creator and then they have their own stuff. And it's like, you know, is it still sustainable to hire 5 like upstart creators knowing only one of them might take off? And then how, you know, that investment and like, are we in a place, is the industry in a place right now to do that? And we're not positive because 5 years ago, the state of this type of media was just being flooded with money and investments and everything. And since then it's slowed down. No, we're sustainable and not like operating at a huge loss, actually had profitable first quarter or profitable. Yeah. So like we're at a good spot, but it's like, okay, we still want to grow. how do we do it? Do we just take like the warehouse and what's working and triple down on it and like put more resources there, or to get into other avenues or other lanes or get more creators? Like it's not like it's you can't just go one for one. Like, pretty lucky that Shelfie is here and want to join, but it's hard to find one. You have to get a batch knowing four won't work out. And like, do we have the infrastructure and management and resources to take on five more and give them a fair shot? No, not right now. So then we'd have to build that up more to take on more. So it's just kind of like the ebb and flow of it all of, that is the big conversation. Again, I don't have answers or solutions. That's just like what the, we're trying to figure out right now is how to free up my time much more. So I'm not, bogged down and I can go be like a flagship into new places and shit. And that's where I like get enjoyment and have fun. So that's the other thing is like, I like being like the EP of warehouse and then I like content, but I need more free time. So like, I need to figure out what do I leave? And then, you know, like the Cricket World Cup, that's good that I saw that opportunity 2 years ago and like attacked it, and now it's coming to fruition. So I want to be able to do that more. Like, okay, the Little League World Series is on. I'm going to cover the games in the way I do, and I'm going to be the four, like the person that people are like going to. But I don't have time to do that during the summer. I have 20 things I have to record every week, minimum. That I can't not. If I take a day off on vacation, I have to then the week before and the week after becomes 25 or 30 things to make up for that 1 week. So it's like, how do we get more flexibility so I can go do that shit? Like, all my softball videos are going crazy right now.
Yep.
It's kind of because I'm much better at entering a lane that is underserved.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what baseball was on the internet when we started. That's what cricket in the US, or cricket with my even like modern like analysis is. And then I think the softball videos are in the same lane. Like, no one else is doing like this niche shit. So when the softball World Series comes around, I love to dive into that and see what like avenues that opens up in relation to this outbreak. But I don't have the calendar flexibility to do any of that. So those are some of the bigger questions. Hiring someone to help me help like lead other hero content, or I don't know. Because we're pretty strapped right now.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a lot going on. I feel like we're in a good flow within the building. So that's good. But yeah, that's kind of the conversation.
I agree. We are in a good flow. How was the food at the board meeting?
It was cheese and crackers and cookies.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tate's. No free ads.
Oh.
Tate's.
I try not to eat the cookies right away. So I have some cheese and crackers and salami first, but then I just feel like I think it'd be healthier if I just ate the one cookie right away.
Sure.
Instead of like trying to eat my real food first, then dessert after. But the real food is just salami and cheese. So it's the first time I'm really thinking about this. Not a healthy thought, train of thought. The one cookie is probably better than the three of those and then the one cookie.
Yeah, but you're getting like different kind of nutrients from the other things.
I guess so, but I had eaten lunch.
Right.
It's all extra.
Another exciting update from this week was that you went on MLB Network on Brian Kenny's show MLB Now. You were the showdown against Brian Kenny, which I don't know how much you realized that going into it, if you knew it was going to be a full-blown debate, but... How do you think you walked away from that experience? I mean, I think you said I lost the debate.
Yeah. Well, because he argues with logic and I argue with fandom. But no, that was fine. It was exactly what I knew it was going to be. It was very nice of them to invite me on and like put us on the show and be part of it. I feel bad because a lot of the comments are like ripping him. But that's not just because for the style of which the content is, but that is the show. It's the showdown. It's a 7-minute debate. And I take too long to talk because we were supposed to get three topics in. So he was trying to speed me up. And I knew I was like, I got to get this out. But I think people pointed it out pretty nicely that like, I don't like that style conversation. where you're just yelling, not yelling, like you're just kind of like making your punchline point without the like bullet points before it. I'm always very jealous of people that can do that. So I've talked about how much I'm jealous of like Mad Dog, because he can do that and it works and it's entertaining. And like, it makes me laugh and I don't get upset with him. Like, I think it's funny, but I can't, I just can't get myself to like, just be like, da, 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 da. I can troll a little bit, on talking baseball and stuff, or like the whole troll show we have. That's kind of the bandwagon blue shirts. That's like, it needs to be that like 100% people know this is that, but yeah, that's what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that's. I think that's fair.
The showdown.
When it came on in the office, you did not watch. Is that intentional?
No, I had shit to do. That was Monday, and we were going to the game.
Yeah,
which was already. I was in a very bad mood on Monday, so I perked up for that Brian Kenny appearance because we were going to the game. That takes 4 hours out of my Monday, and I can't afford to lose a Monday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can we talk about that briefly? I know that it's not the most exciting thing, but how far were you along in the journey? Because you guys left a little late. So you hadn't made it to the stadium when Boone got ejected, right?
No, we were on the Q train.
And Q?
Then we went Q to N or something. Q to
B, D, and 4 make it to Yankee Stadium.
Q to D? Q to...
Who was navigating?
Well, the 4 train... It was 17 minutes away. Ah. So we did the queue to the whatever it is. I was already upset because, like I said, like going to the game on a Monday is killer. And it's my fault. I said yes to it. And I need to stop doing that. There's not many days that work. I'm like, okay, I'll make it work. And then Monday comes and I'm having like stress attacks because I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this. Like, this is going to fuck my whole week up. So I was already upset. And then we're on the train and then my phone blows up with like, Breakdown, drama breakdown. Boone got ejected. It's hot mics. And I just was like, fuck.
Right.
I was pretty pissed off. So went to the stadium, stood outside the stadium, and I did my ad read outside the stadium and then got right back on the train and came back to the office. And I got to the office at 2 and you had prepped recording the video for me, which was very helpful. And then I have from 2 to 7, I didn't walk. I looked at my Fitbit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's 2 hours there with zero steps.
It's insane.
From 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock, I worked on that Boone breakdown. And then I left the office at 7:30. But that is fun for me. Like being that locked in to a video, knowing I'm going to get it out, knowing people are waiting for it. Like I don't check my phone because I get anxiety when I see all the people requesting it and it's not coming out yet. I don't like... do anything. Like I didn't, people like kind of walked around me because they could tell I was locked in. And like that I enjoy.
Nice.
I just need time to do that. Like that video took, very rarely do I get like a case study these days of like, oh, how long does a breakdown take start to finish? So this is the most modern case study. And there wasn't even that much lip reading because it was hot mic. So add the lip reading and it takes way longer. And it was 5 hours straight. I didn't break at all. So, and I got to do minimum 3 of those a week, as well as 20 episodes. So my schedule is just too much.
Yeah. The math there is 2 full days of making breakdowns. And then it's the 15 or so podcast episodes. Did I stress you out when I texted you?
Gosh. Well, no, I mean, you were helping, but that was helpful that you did that. But everything was stressing me out. I was just in a bad mood. Like I can admit, someone said something to me, Kyle or something, and he was like, I was just like, sorry, man, I'm just in a bad mood. I try to just at least let people know.
Yeah, makes sense. The last thing that I will say on this topic, then we can jump over to more exciting things. You said you took 0 steps the last time that I had a zero step hour that I noticed was the Jake layup video day.
Yeah.
That chart was 10,000 steps, hour one, 10,000 steps, 15,000 steps, like 3 hours straight. And then it was zero. And it was because of the BB3 game that was premiering. So from 6 to 7, I only watched the BB3 game, didn't stand up. It was over an hour. But then the hours around it, a lot of walking.
That's funny.
It looks like only 1 hour I took zero steps, and another hour it looks like I have two or three.
Two or three,
maybe shifted in my chair.
Before we get to the warehouse portion of this show, just a quick note on yesterday's Jimmy Three Things on YouTube, which was exciting because that video we posted with a more generic, broad thumbnail and title just about annoying umpires, and you sent a screenshot that it was performing.
And that was my
poorly.
Decision to start with that.
Yeah.
So I don't want to.
Yep.
It wasn't like anyone else, and I was like, hey, this isn't working. Like, Kyle asked me, should we do something specific? And I was like, try to do deep dive because it worked on the Shanuel one.
Yep,
people like click to get into the deep dive. And it didn't work.
Did not work. But then, you know, we all suggested let's change it to something specific. The 21-year-old that tussled with an umpire. And now the video is a 2 out of 10. That was exciting to see yesterday, just screenshots coming in. 5 out of 10, 3 out of 10,
yeah.
2 out of 10.
And again, if no one knows what that means, it's they grade your video compared to the last 10 you've posted of how many views does it have at this point since being published. So right now, and it's still not doing like well comparatively to Jimmy's Three Things, which I knew it wouldn't. I knew there was a big chance of that, but it's just the kind of what I had prepped and wanted to talk about. And I wanted to test it to see if I can do episodes that are more history. So currently it's a 4 out of 10.
Okay.
By 2,000 views. So for first 21 hours and 20 minutes, the Angel Hernandez one at this point had 179,000. And it says 24,000, which is puts it perfectly in line with the series recaps. So it's like getting our audience that tunes in the channel. It's not going and reaching new audience. But like the three Jimmy's Three Things before that all went pretty big. So my lesson is I already knew it. Like what I did is I did an episode that was all historical, but there was nothing going on in baseball. I was searching for the biggest story that wasn't like a breakdown moment, because I do a breakdown that, or a just like Guardians are winning, like something to chew on, like articles or anything. And there was kind of nothing. But I did get really lost in like this historical reading, and I was planning on it being one of the three things, and then having topical be the other two, but I couldn't find anything. So I was like, all right, well, let's do an episode that's all historical and see if people like it. And like it's doing, people are enjoying it, but it's not fetching any new audience.
Yep. No, good learning.
Which makes sense. Topical helps a ton.
Yeah. Well, if you want to see a 21-year-old tussle with an umpire, you can go get your seat on SeatGeek.
Oh, yeah. It is really funny, though. I think the content is engaging. I just don't know if there's a big audience for baseball history as big as there is for baseball right now, which makes so much
Definitely.
Sense. Some people are just terribly bored by history. I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it. SeatGeek, you say?
Yes. On page 2.
I got it. Well, I know SeatGeek back of my hand. Over 70,000 events in your area. The SeatGeek has the red dot, which means bad, and green means good. And they're not just telling you good seat, bad seat, good price, bad price. They're telling you for this seat, this is a good price. You know, it could be 300 level front row, which I like. And it's like the cheapest of that section. Or it could be like, hey, this is a really good seat, but it's also a horrible price. You can find other seats that are the same, similar. So red and green, just like stoplight. They're also one of our Ball and Play 2 sponsors on the Warehouse Games channel, and Ball and Play 2 is right around the corner. That's exciting. Yep. They've been editing that a lot. So use code WAREHOUSE for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with promo code WAREHOUSE. Stay tuned for Ball and Play 2 beginning May 2nd. Actually, it was just on SeatGeek today. I want to like pitch a video, might be a main channel video if we can get a sponsor for it, of like Sports Equinox Day for me. Am I using that phrase right? Jake says that a lot.
all four sports on one day?
That's what equinox means?
I believe so.
That's not what I'm saying then.
Oh, I might be wrong.
No, you're totally right.
Okay.
So it's not. What would be the, whatever. On Sunday, June 9th, India and Pakistan play a World Cup cricket match in Long Island.
Yeah.
I'll be there. We're not signed, so knock on wood, but I've been offered to be part of the broadcast for those. Then, in another borough called the Bronx, Sunday Night Baseball, Dodgers and Yankees play. I want to pitch a video idea where, like, Jake and Joe's go to the India-Pakistan game.
Okay.
And take it in. Baseball watches cricket. And then some of the cricket creators that I enjoy are in town, so if they could be part of it, then cricket fans take in baseball. Because it's kind of the biggest offerings of both. Now, yeah. World Cup is different than just Sunday Night Baseball. But even if we can't sell that, I want to vlog it for myself. But I'd love to get tickets. So I was looking at SeatGeek for tickets then.
Hell yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah, the India-Pakistan tickets are insane. Basically, to buy that ticket, you have to buy a season pass. You have to buy all six games in New York. Mm. That's how they're like. It's like you have to buy the package.
Oh shiz!
Yeah, and they're like they start at like $1,200 a seat.
That's crazy, but it's for six games.
No, that's just one game starts at $1,200,
and you got to buy six.
I think for India Pakistan, something like that.
Because India-Pakistan is the premier event, so they're just trying to get the sales for the rest?
One of the most watched events in sports. Okay. It'll be like a billion people watch it, and I'll be on the broadcast, which is scary. Buying tickets for the World Cup was crazy because you had to like go to this website and wait out like 10 minutes countdown, and then you had like a 30-second window to sign in and buy your package. Now, it might be different now. That might have been early access. But it was pretty wild. And then resale, they might come down. I don't know.
I don't
Probably know. Probably not. You wouldn't think they would.
Yeah, not normally how that works.
Okay, cheapest ticket right now is $1,200.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, people freak out that the cheapest Rangers ticket right now is $400.
Yeah, but if you live here in the U.S. and you want to see India, Pakistan, like,
yes,
a lot of,
same way with the soccer World Cup. I will be going regardless of the price when it's in New Jersey.
I just hope that doesn't fuck up my commutes too much when the World Cup. It's right down
the soccer one,
a town over from me.
Yeah,
yeah, $1,200 each.
I think the World Cup final is going to be crazy, crazy. Don't leave your house.
Yeah, it would be. T20 World Cup. What am I looking up? Stadium? Did you see this yet?
Yes.
There was a pictures yesterday that came out.
No.
Because they're built. Mikey lives by around there, and he said he went and like walked through it the other day. They're building a temporary stadium that seats 30,000 people. Pretty wild.
That's pretty small for the average cricket stadium.
Yeah. Well. Like they, India, Pakistan in the last T20 World Cup played in Australia, and they played at MSG, I think, or MCG. And is that what's in Melbourne Cricket Grounds? It was 90,000 people, I think.
Yeah, that was my thought. Like the big soccer stadiums are 95,000.
Attendance. I remember Peter like texted me like, holy shit, dude. Like this India, Pakistan just sold out. So like you're getting... No, yeah, 90,000 people went to it at MCG. So you're getting a 30,000 stadium, like intimate setting. At 10:30 in the morning, mind you. Oh, damn. That's why I can go to both. You can go to the 10:30 in the morning cricket. And then you'd probably have to leave because probably 3 hours plus extra time gets you to probably 2:30 would be safe to like leave the grounds from a 10:30 start time.
I don't know. I don't know what the question is.
I'm saying I don't think there's a break in between commute. I think it'd be like work the cricket game, India, Pakistan. It starts at 10:30. I give myself 4 hours minimum to be like on my way, leaving Long Island. It could be, not, probably closer to 4.5.
Because 30,000 people are also leaving.
Yes. Yeah. And the match, they take longer and stuff. So, and I'm working it. So there might be a post game. I don't know what goes into the broadcast, like end meeting and shit like that. So if that brings me to 3 o'clock,
yep.
I just go straight to the Bronx, I think.
Probably.
Because the commute's going to take 2 hours.
Yeah.
To get to the Bronx.
Yeah.
And that puts you there at 5 for an 8 o'clock game. So there's some time in the middle, maybe.
Yeah, but if you're making that video, you could also bring the cricket people to like Monument Park kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, we could. They got a big crowd, though, so. Like, there's a lot of them. So I don't know the tickets for that half. That's why I was like, oh, maybe we could sell it. Savannah Bananas video did well. If it's baseball adjacent.
Yeah. Let's keep going here. That was a little bit of a deep dive. But let's talk warehouse. Now that we're through the SeatGeek read, this is the SeatGeek warehouse segment over here.
Oh, wow.
The Captain's League. We filmed Blitzball Thursday and Friday of last week.
Yes.
How are you feeling production-wise, not your team-wise? No spoilers.
I haven't seen footage yet. I saw that Rob was like uploading it or putting it on the computer, but I didn't go look. I talked to Mike about the lighting situation because we had this awesome lighting for BB4, but two of the lights were on the attached to the ceiling in a pretty unstable way, so we took them down. So there's only two lights for this, which I said, that's fine. Like, let's not kill ourselves. Like, the Captain's League is a lower budget, trying to get a return situation. So I think that's one thing I want to look at is where does it get dark? Because in BB4, the game, me and the Woogas, when they show all those flashback videos from previous tournaments, you can really see how much better the lighting makes everything. And I know Taylor likes it. So I haven't fully asked around about that. But other than that, like Blitzball was kind of cookie cutter for like, we're like in a good spot there. So I think it went well. I haven't heard any qualms. Now we fucked up ball and play pretty bad. Franchise. I thought we had a crowd camera going the whole time and we never did. And that makes it really hard for the editors. So I feel bad. But when I'm mic'd up, like I'm telling Panic, like Panic, sit in the chair. We have a camera on you. I don't know where it fell through in the cracks of planning. I think we just didn't do, I think it just fell through that it never happened. But it's a big miss on the edit because like I reviewed the first game and I was like, hey, we need to bring the crowd in. Like, you know, we should show like Jack cheering and Zoe cheering and reacting to big hits and big moments like right away, just so like we're back in the field. And they're like, we only have the wide cross shooters we have to punch in. I'm like, we don't have, or roaming camera. I'm like, we don't have. And so we were supposed to, and I don't know where that happened. So
that is, I think, a bit of a saving grace is the roaming camera did live over there and got some good shots.
Later on, I think it gets much more too, but yeah. In the early didn't. But I think it just goes to show you that you need checklists and dress rehearsals. Like even me saying we're in a good spot in Blitzball and it's kind of cookie cutter is a mistake. Like that attitude is going to lead to us fucking up. So now I should really go check in and see if we got everything for Captain's League Blitzball.
Yeah.
Because whenever we get comfortable and like, no, we got it. We've done this a lot. You fuck something up.
True. Two questions came in with Slapball as well. First from Mike W. Is it that Slapball is doing really well or Captain's League is doing really well?
Oh, good question. But I don't know. I think the channel's doing well.
Channel's doing well. Slapball has outperformed Ball and Play.
Yes.
We know that.
But a little.
It's a different time of year as well. So
yeah, Q2 is going to be always bigger for us. And also Ball and Play, we've released the games back-to-back.
Yes.
Which was just a mistake on our end. So that was a bummer.
Yeah, I think overarching the channel's in a good spot.
Yeah, I'd like to look at... Oh, is Diversa updating these for me? That's kind of cool. So... Oh, wow. He's on top of this, the engagement sheet. Some of it, at least. It says that. What's the yesterday's at? It's actually fading right now. Like initial interest was there. Not like terribly.
No, not terribly.
I hope it comes back for the championship game. The championship game is awesome.
It is.
But let me go to this page. Tournament averages. 2-day views. I talked about this a couple episodes ago, but that's where I'm really excited about. Yeah, 50K on average are watching the game. We're getting 50,000 views in the first 2 days. So that's good. I think he's responding to the conversation that we had, so I don't want to have it again. We're the first 2 to 3 days, I think, are on us. The rest are on us playing the algorithm.
Yeah.
So building an audience versus playing the algorithm. But no, I think Captain's League is an awesome concept. Like, I'm editing a director's cut right now. And I just think that the strategy element, there's like a clear, like, this person is making the decisions. As Americans, we like that a lot. A lot of other European sports, the coaches have no say. And I've talked about this in the middle of the game. But America, we love the field general and the manager and the mastermind, that like the baseball manager making the changes in the middle, and then we like fault him more than praise him. But football is all about coaching and that. So
we're football, like, football as well.
Soccer?
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's a little, you get two subs maybe and switching formations and stuff. But like cricket, they're like in a room. The captain does all the coaching. Mm-hmm. Netball. Not even allowed to coach, at least at the youth level. So I think I love that vibe of it. I think it's awesome. And I really want Captain's League to do well so we can turn it and have like more episodes that aren't about, that don't have games and are like not reality show, but not scripted documentary, more about like the hoopla and all the talks about it. Because there's so much content that just gets left on the floor that I think people will be interested in. We just have to keep growing it so that like we it's worth our time.
Agree. The other slapball question that came in was, will we ever see slapball as part of the franchise series? I've really enjoyed slapball more than the other tournaments.
I don't think so. I don't think we would be able to teach it in a day. And like the franchise tournaments are for like to bring in guests as well. And we can't bring in guests to blitzball battle. We don't think if they've never played before, it would just like hinder it more than help it. Because it takes, it's a learning curve to figure it out. And I think slapball, there's a big learning of how not to play. Like you're part of our all the practice sessions. It's dangerous when people come in and they don't know the rules.
Yep.
Even when people do know the rules, you got injured.
Thursday. Haven't watched it. Don't know if I will.
So I think the answer is no.
Yeah, the answer is no. It also, I feel like just naturally franchise tournaments have this aura of raising the competitive level. So that's where I think slapball is a sport. Like people are going to want to jump, run.
Yeah,
like,
it's going to be hard to contain them.
Yeah.
And you have people, the franchise tournaments have people that come in that aren't of the creator mindset. So they are more competitors, which is good. But that's the difference.
Yes.
We're trying to win, but also like you heard Jake say like, hey, that's not the game. Or like, you know, like, hey, we're not trying to do that.
That brings us to the factor inside of the week. We'll loop back around on some other questions, but you almost answered the factor inside of the week question. Before you officially answer it, can you tell everybody about Factor?
Factor, stress-free eating. Do it this spring. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals, every fresh. Every fresh? Is that supposed to be always fresh? Is every a word in that?
Ever fresh.
Ever fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted. Dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. It's good. It's food. You put it in the microwave. You heat it up. It tastes good. It's good for you. You don't have to make any decisions. If you're like me, just pop it in and eat it. That's why I enjoy it. You've heard me talk about it a ton. Head to factormeals.com/morejohnboy50 and use code morejohnboy50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code morejohnboy50 at factormeals.com/morejohnboy50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
So you already half answered it, but can you read this question for everybody and then
the creator versus competitor one?
Yes.
Okay. Factor insight of the week comes to you from Andrew Crow, 7742. During the post-game interview in the most recent slap ball game, Jack mentioned that he was thinking about clips when trying unique slaps. I know you've mentioned how he is a creator, but I was still surprised by that answer. Do you think most of the competitors are cognitively thinking about the fact that you all are trying to entertain, or do they get lost in the competition and the results are entertaining? It's a mixture. I think Jack and Zoe are the last to turn off that creator switch and get completely lost in the competitiveness, because they create the same baseball or wiffle ball or blitz ball content in the warehouse. So like that, they go there all the time, and that's what their brain is. When you bring guys in that are just playing, some get lost, and like I get lost in it more so, and I've tried to remind myself more like be silly and like have fun banter. But I also very much think that taking it serious and having like serious conversations with your team or me and Jake, like talking about what pitch we want to hit and not, is just as engaging and good content, and the audience wants to see that as well as the jokes. Like you can't have one or the other. So if some players get completely lost in it and they don't goof and gaff, but they're in the game and they want to win it, like Rourke, it can lead to hilarious stuff. And then there's other people that do both. So yeah, and then it depends on the game situation. Like that was 2 seconds left and they weren't going to win. So at that point, Jack's like, how do we make the ending here good? We got 30 seconds left and we're not going to win this game. Let's do something interesting. People thought when I threw the ball and broke the rule in the semifinal that aired last night that it was me just doing that, trying to make a funny ending, but it wasn't. I was like, I blacked out for a second. I was brainless. I didn't eat before the game.
It was before lunch, right? That game?
No, that game I think was the first of the second of the day.
Agree.
Yeah, so it was before lunch, but I thought it was the first for a second, which I would say isn't before lunch because there's another game, but I was wrong.
Right.
It was right before lunch. It was cramping and brain dead. Like, really couldn't talk.
Yeah, at the end. Post-game show showed that, or interview. All right. In the last 10 or so minutes of the show, a number of questions came in. A lot of these could just be short answered. But before we get into the questions, can you just talk to what we've learned so far with the shorts incentive program? I know that we've mentioned it on the show before, but just haven't. Now that the shorts are going out, we've learned a little bit more about them.
Yeah, we just wanted to kind of deploy all of our editors to make the shorts for YouTube so we can try and crack that, because it is the key right now to getting subscribers and new audience and stuff. Like, we just had 3 shorts on the main channel get over 1 million views, and that's the most amount of new subscribers we've gotten all year. So it is still the answer. Maddie did a ton of 2-camera where one person quizzes the other person, and that's the format that is working the best right now.
On TikTok,
but usually YouTube is 2 weeks delayed from TikTok.
Yeah.
Which is really odd. The algorithm is bizarre. It takes a while to get going. But it's going. We're putting a lot out there. I think we need to have like a real, like you did a learnings model here, which is good. But I think we need to have a regroup and keep doing it. The biggest thing is 1 or 2 camera shots and like very simple edits, which is hard for editors because they have all this ability and creativeness that they want to like edit a bunch and switch it around. And it's like, no, just like, an iPhone on a stand is going to work better here.
Yeah.
So people can just follow along.
Yeah. I've really enjoyed using Studio One, and I've used Studio Two as well. But just being able to get record at one button, take it down, and it's so easy to just copy and paste the attributes between the two cameras to switch back and forth.
Yeah. And you can have so much fun in the edit there.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a sip of this. I haven't all show.
And while you do that, I will ask a question that came from Lexi, who says that the Eras Tour is 514 in her username. Go Taylor Swift. Lexi asked, what exactly is Jake's role in the company? business, creative, etc. And also part two, when is James getting into T-ball? He will dominate.
Jake is a creator. He's on our cast of creators. He's also manager of all the creators. So I think like chief talent officer, whatever it is. So all of the creators report to Jake and he's their direct report. And then obviously he's in all like, you know, leaders meetings and decisions and the ongoings of the company and the, what I talked about at the open the show. But yeah, I mean, he's got a pretty full slate with recording. And then he is the CTO, which isn't chief
tech
officer, but we do have one of those who's also named Jake, which is very confusing.
Extremely.
Yeah. And James T-ball, I think you don't start T-ball till you're five, so he's got a ways to go. But I mean, he hits off a tee almost every day.
Yeah. Continuing down from there, Daniel Goana.
Goana. Thunder Dan Halen.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thunder Dan Halen asked, is there going to be any more golf type of games at the Warehouse Love the Putt-Putt Challenge you had a while back?
Building that course wasn't worth the effort that went into it. And I would love to go do like mini golf stuff at courses. Just that would be, don't know where it would land. Then we need to build up more channels to have like stuff like that land, which is a long-term like thing. One of my favorite videos is me and Jake pretty high playing like very tranquil mini golf. I talk about that video a lot. And now James likes it because we're hitting the ball. So I've been watching it more lately. It's just the time. Because then when you go somewhere, that travel time is all time lost for me. So yeah, that's like why I want to.
Yeah.
I want to be able to be like, dude, let's go play mini golf against Jag and Zoe, and there's a free day or slot.
Yeah.
So right now it's not. But yeah, or like a simulator in the warehouse. That would be fun. Talked about kind of making a channel of like challenges and stuff that we could do. Baseball challenges in the warehouse or at a baseball field, and eventually it could become like golf simulator challenges and stuff like that. So that's the answer.
Going on from there, sorry, let me zoom in. Dan Flaherty asked, how do you handle employees that cover multiple duties? I noticed there's a few people like Dalton or BBD that show up a lot in front of the camera, but also seem to do a lot behind this camera, like producing or researching. How do you maximize their talents without burning them out?
Yeah, it's a good question. Conversation we have a lot. Like we had it with Dalton when the last like contract combo with Dalton, and he totally got it. He was the one that said, like, no, I'm a personality. I'm not a creator. Like, I appear in shows here and there, but I'm not creating them. And then it's just getting better at reminding people when they come on, like, hey, this is the job. There's perks where for, like, Max and Dalton, BBD, where you are, like, on shows, but the job is the producing or the researching or the social media or whatever it is. And then because we have kind of, like, this, like, ecosystem, like, yeah, there's going to be opportunities where, like, you get pulled for a clip here or there. And to be honest, like that line was really blurry for a really long time. And we tried our best to unblur it over the years of like, no, like we can't do this because everyone wants to come and do this job and then be on camera. And, but like, if we're not hiring you for on camera, then we're not hiring you to be on camera. And the people that we do hire to be creators have a Rolodex of their own stuff that they're doing. So, and like have an audience on their own that like we're pulling in. So, and you need to be like, you know, creating, it's a full-time thing. So anyway, that's kind of the conversations we have about like, your job is your job. The main thing is the main thing.
Yeah. Two more questions and then we'll get out of here. Bearsuit Attack asked, have either Jimmy or Maddie seen the unauthorized Bash Brothers experience? And if so, what are your thoughts?
I have not. The unauthorized Bash Brothers experience. It's a 2019 film that's on Netflix. Oh, it's a Lonely Island film?
Yeah.
A short? Is this just...
Is it a short?
It's not the music video, is it?
No. I thought it was like a movie.
I think it's a short. Like, I've seen the tennis one, which is pretty funny. What's the tennis one they did? 7 Days in Hell? Have you seen that?
No.
I've seen 7 Days in Hell, which is really funny. You've seen this with Kit Harington?
Nope.
It's like a match that lasts 7 days. They're mockumentaries, but Kit Harington is in that, and like he only says the word like indubitably.
Right.
Something like that. I haven't seen the Bash Brothers one, but I've seen 7 Days Now. Made me laugh.
Let's see. Last question of the episode comes from Michael Linder. He said, you should change the border on the Rose rotation as well. When they were doing their live performance, it looked chunky and you could barely see them because of the thick border. Regardless, bigger question to ask is there a plan to change a lot of shows to the smaller podcast border?
Yeah, 100%. Every show should be changed as soon as we can make that change. I'm going to tell BBD today. I was talking to Jake about it yesterday, talking baseball, because we were looking at that. And Trev has a cool studio behind him.
Yeah, he does.
That we don't see because we have the small borders. So a good reminder, thank you, to tell BBD to put that request in with graphics. You made it for Bandwagon Blue Shirts.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Was it easy? You just rearranged some shit?
I just saved the Yankees one and changed the colors.
So, like, we shouldn't have to put that in a request.
No. I can do that for every show if we wanted to.
It's well, very easy. Also shouldn't be, like, your time. But sometimes the designers have, like, a long queue, and it will take, like, 7 days when it's that. And then setting it up in, like, BBD's, in the OBS or whatever it is, Streamlabs, can take a little bit. But, yeah. Yeah, I don't like the old one at all anymore. You know, it's kind of like, whoa, it's jarring once you have the new one.
Yeah.
Because Talking Yanks looks awesome.
Yeah, it does. Cool. That is the episode.
Meeting adjourned.